Israel's Knesset passed legislation this week that bans overly thin models from appearing in local ad campaigns. It also requires publications, all of them, to disclose when images are photoshopped so that models appear thinner. Joining this morning to explain, Adi Barkin, Israeli fashion photographer and modeling agent who's long championed this legislation. Adi, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I wonder, the rate of girls in Israel who have severe eating disorders is about the same for other developed countries. So what made what convinced Israeli legislators to pass this legislation?
In the last 20 years, something happened in Israel. The TV, where the commercial getting into the TV Israeli, they change everything. They change because everybody, every child in Israel want to be famous. And what does it mean to be famous? To be like the girls in the commercial. And the problem in Israel, in the last 20 years, we choose the skinny girls. Always were the skinny girls, but now it's too skinny. And nobody knows the difference between too skinny and skinny. This is the big difference between life and death. And we check in the last few years, and we saw the direct connection between the models that we make and the girls who are going to die. And we decide this is the law. The law is going to pass. If the law is going to pass and the market is going to take it, we're going to save thousands of lives of girls.
So did this relate also to, say, a Vogue magazine, which is published in the United States but sold in Israel?
Yes. Another campaign, another model. Nobody stopped and said, maybe we do something wrong. Maybe we did a mistake. Maybe we can change something. So I decide, because I'm 34 years in the business, I saw everything. I was shooting in the States. I was shooting in Europe. I saw everything, drugs, alcohol, everything. But 20 years ago, something happened, especially in Israel. Something changed. Nobody knew that in Israel you have like 400 or half million girls going to die just because they want to be good looking and they want to be skinny. But nobody told them when it's too skinny. So we have to do it. We have to stop and to say, from now, it's too skinny. Too skinny is not sexy. Too skinny is going to make you die. Too skinny, nobody wants too skinny. A guy wants a woman. A guy don't want a man, because what you see in the Israeli guys, they start to love the bones, because we show him just skinny girls. A man wants a woman who wants the boobies, he wants the tussock, he wants the smile, he wants the hair. There is no one in the Israeli market who looks like a woman today.
But you're a fashion photographer, which means you've heard the argument from many of these women who say they don't diet. This is their natural size.
I would take a statistic, just 10% is genetic. 10% is genetic. What about the other 90% who want to look like the skinny girls? We have to stop. If it's genetic, you have to eat, you make exercise, and you got the BMI 18.5 with muscles, not
right.
with meat.
Yeah.
That means you have all the models going to be skinny, but not too skinny.
Right. Adi Barkin is an Israeli fashion photographer and a modeling agent. He championed this legislation that passed in Israel this week. They banned overly thin models from appearing in local ad campaigns and required magazines and other publications to disclose when they've photoshopped images. Adi Barkin, thank you so much.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.